Everybody, and welcome to our call this week on transforming worry into clarity. We're working in the context of disorientation. So good to have y'all here. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your graciousness on the reschedule. Figured this would be a little bit more reliable internet than what I'm walking into in this next coming week as I'm working at a retreat. So thank you for your grace and your patience with that all. And thank you for all the updates, for all the messages that you're sending in. Got them. And if there's anything else to mention, if you're live on the call, feel free to go ahead and type that on into the chat feature. And for those of you working with the recordings, know that you're always welcome to let me know the day prior or a few days prior what's up for you, what you'd like to focus on for your call this week. Okay. And just saw messages pop up. Got it. Okay. So now that that's all sorted, I look forward to settling on in with y'all and getting our week going, our day ahead here. For some of us, this may be a work day. For some of us, this might be the long weekend. So whatever mode you happen to be in, whether you are needing to get up and going or whether you're looking forward to another day of R&R. And as you begin to settle on in, finding that nice, comfy place, either sit or lay. Beginning here by means of breathing. Every breath an opportunity to call in, to receive. To drink in life. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to really receive it, to drink it in, and to have this as nourishment. And on the note of nourishment, I invite you to now scan your environment, whether it's outward or inward, keeping your gaze outward or dropping inward, whatever feels right for you today. And scanning all around, letting the gaze move in every which 3D direction. And as your gaze lands there, the question is, what is it you like the most about this thing that's pleasant to neutral for you? Whatever it is you like about that, taking time to mindfully receive it. Perhaps it's the color or the shape. The way the shadow, the light play together with it. Or perhaps it's something else. Maybe it's what it reminds you of. And whatever that thing is, or maybe there's multiple things, breathing them all in, just 1% deeper now. And as you drink that in, notice what happens inside of you. What happens inside of your body, your mind, as you're present to this? And if any part of that is pleasant and neutral, taking time to savor it too. And As you drink this all in, every breath, an opportunity to take it in just a little bit deeper. And thank you for being here to drink this all in. Thank you to all that's come before you that's made this sweet opportunity to be here together in these ways possible. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And thank you, the deepest of thank yous, to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands that have nourished us all, that have nourished those that have come before and those yet to come. Thank you. Thank you to your villages, to all that make it possible for you to gather here today in these ways. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Blessings on your journey today. As we start off with today's session, we're working with lymphatic drainage, which helps to clean out those toxins, that gunk, that waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, through the fingers and the toes, the hands and the feet. And as we work here, this is the area that's governed heavily by the kidney meridian in particular. And as we work with it, the hands, the feet, these are how we often grasp things, we sense things. And this is actually working with your quote unquote your grasp on understanding things and the push-pull we have around sometimes needing to like cling to try to figure things out versus being open to simply receiving that information as to whatever that thing might be about. So whether we are grasping and we have habit patterns and needing to cling to understand. Out of a feeling of abandonment or previous neglects or previous times in which we were let down, like we didn't quite get what we needed to fulfillment or to satisfaction, to completion. Working with all those times in which there just wasn't simply enough and the need to grasp, to cling, to have more. And this sense of deep, deep longing for nourishment that didn't seem to come through, that wasn't provided. As we work with that sense of not enoughness, if I could have captured in that kind of a way of wording it, we're working for the hands and the feet alike and the tendency for the musculature to grasp in certain ways. And we're going to run a Sidri on that. It's going to continue for the next 7 days, so until we almost meet again, knowing that this session's a little bit earlier. We're working with C, circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous and our immune system, and really, for that matter, most of our body mind to heal. Then also circulating the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all those chakras, in particular the minor ones. And as they circulate here, working with the capacity for them to work with tensegrity, meaning no one part has to shoulder the load all on its own, but that there can be a cohesiveness. And I'm particularly pointing that out as the hands and the feet have their own minor chakras. And as they get held together in a communal setting, so to speak, of the other chakras. It very much looks like the constellations of the stars and how they all interact in different meaningful pattern types of ways. And as we basically orchestrate the stories of the stars and how things work together in ways that are supportive, that brings tensegrity into the mix. Working here with the theme of, I am deeply supported. I am deeply supported. And looking at the overarching, bigger sort of stratospheres of support, less so from the little micro things in our day, but the bigger things, whether that was the overarching patterns within the family lines and the ancestral wisdom that's there within it all, whether that's something else that's big and broad in our structures in our society that's helpful, that's supportive for you, or whether that goes into literally the stories in the stars of time and all that's held there, all of its bounty, all of its abundance. Working with that feeling of being supported in ways that are overwhelmingly abundant, not just like, oh, there's a little there, maybe I'll get what I need, maybe it'll almost be enough. But looking at the different layers and the different possibilities and the different environmental inputs that are here to support life and its creation and its existence, and then all that can thrive on top of that. As you work with those multimodal inputs of support, working now with the permissions that support is abundant, that support is abundant, that it can come in from multiple angles. And linking that in now to the skin, to the hands and the feet, to open to receive that without needing to grasp for those old patterns, needing to cling to find our way there to defend it against it. And then working with circulation as we carry on with all of that, of those endorphins, hormones, endocannabinoids, all of that jazz, and also balancing the yin, the yang, the feminine, the masculine, and also working here with hydration, bringing in water and joy and releasing any impurities that just don't need to be here anymore. Then the D for the defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out all the clutter that doesn't need to be here, what remains to be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking and opening up to possibilities where it just may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration and introspection shift the underlying consciousness, thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And as that continues to run over the next 3 days, we're going to bring in diaphragm to intestines. Diaphragm being that regular breathing diaphragm, intestines being the center where we let go of all the stuff that we don't need to hang on to anymore. And this works with cleaning out any control pieces and emotional processing pieces that go hand in hand with that C3 and support any layers of initial resistance or holding on to be digested, to be released, to be metabolized. And as that runs, diaphragm to intestine for the next 3 days, linking it into the breath cycle. And working with the permissions here that it's okay to welcome new changes. It's okay to literally open our fingers, our toes, our hands, our feet to receive those new changes in life. And it's going into, I just see a baby playing with its feet. You know, when babies are at that stage where hands and toes are curiously exploring each other. And it's actually working with bringing in the essence of curiosity, what it is to be in curiosity, to be in wonder, to be in awe of our body, our soma, and all that it holds, all that it can offer us, all that we can learn from it, all that it's been supporting us through and for, and all that it's held together for us without us having to think about those things or deal with those things. It just does it all on its own. And if we look at that wisdom that's there, that keeps that inherently running, that innate wisdom, imagine that we can bring in its essence, that innate wisdom, and bring that into your earth element, into your conscious mind, into your awareness of the conscious mind and actually the subconscious mind alike, as the earth element governs them both, to help support the understanding that maybe there's something bigger, broader, greater than us holding together and running this show. Whatever word you call that. Creator, Spirit, God, Universe, Divine, Yahweh, Buddha, Allah, whatever the name may be. And working with the understanding that the edges of your skin now can literally be held by that all the way around 360, up, down, left, right, front, back, completely held and contained by this energy of that which is greater than you. And all these edges where the skin is also the edges where your Wei Qi hooks into your protective energy layer that communicates, that works with digestion, that works with synthesis, that works with protection amongst numerous other jobs. Those are the big ones. We're working in particular with the emotional Wei Qi as it protects, communicates, synthesizes, etc. The emotional frequencies, in particular, working now with the emotion of worry and looking in particular in the flavor of worry, the stuff that's getting in the way of insight and clarity as it particularly relates to people in your life. Okay, as it particularly as it relates to people in your life. And it's actually the men, the males, whether it's romantic, whether it's family, whether it's anyone in between. And there's just this expectation that there will be something unreliable there. There's an expectation of unreliability that's causing this pattern of walking on eggshells. It's like waiting for something to go wrong on a small level or on a really big scale level alike. But there's that expectation that something will go wrong. So better to proceed with caution. And it gives off this air of holding everything that you might actually wanting to be invited in out at arm's length. And within it, I'll sum that all up with a pattern of interacting with timidity. And we actually need to release that through the gallbladder meridian. And as that releases, running hydration through the gallbladder meridian, bringing in that water, that joy, releasing any impurities that don't need to be here. And then repairing the relationship between the gallbladder, which is the masculine, and the liver, the feminine. And as we bring these two into union, simultaneously linking pineal, pituitary, as they also offer the strongest masculine feminine balancing there is in all of body talk. And as we link gallbladder and liver and the pineal and the pituitary together, gallbladder and liver representing our wood element, representing expansion, what's possible to expand into on the other side of reacting in a way, responding in a way that felt overly timid or cautious. And whether that's with people, interactions with men, or even interactions, if we think of this metaphorically, it's all that masculine energy represents. It's all the action that you want to take, to all the things that you want to provide for others, to all the things that you're looking to create, to bring alive in this world, things that you want to do or have happen or manifest. What if you didn't need to react with caution or keep that energy at arm's length either? What if you didn't have to protect yourself from your expectations? What if you didn't have to protect yourself from your expectations? And if we can let that question stand in a way that you might even notice something happen in your body with it. Bringing in circulation of all the healing resources through to your governing vessel meridian that regulates all things masculine. And bringing it through the tailbone where it begins, all the way up to the very crown of the head, through the spine, through the midline of the back body, and then down through the front into its internal areas, roughly. Taking a lot of liberties with that description. And then it circles back through the front body. It's held by the conception vessel meridian, the feminine, the primary feminine. As we work with circulation of all those same healing resources that we worked with earlier, the blood, the nerve, the lymph, the chi, etc., all the way through to the endocannabinoids, the balance of yin and yang, and hydration again. I see the governing vessel meridian become like a phoenix, rising from the ashes. And I'm mixing up all the metaphors and all the images. It actually turns as well into a knight, like a knight in shining armor type of image. Yeah, here to protect, here to be valiantly protected. And I just hear the words that you're worthy of protecting. You matter. You matter. And as you reclaim any essences of mattering, being important enough to be defended, of being important enough to be protected, of being important enough to have your masculine energy show up for you from the inside out, offering this energy of protection to now your emotional frequencies, to all of your emotional Wei Qi, to all the areas of your brain that process emotions, and to all the different areas where the chemicals of emotion flow through you, including your bloodstream. Yeah, and as you have this sense of being able to be protected from within, around your own emotions, the emotions become automatically more usable for their natural inherent energy that they bring to animate you. And it's as if we're making friends now with the animus, the animating nature inside the body mind. And Carl Jung would say that in the average female body, that the masculine energy is what we're befriending and making your peace with and bringing in that vitality through and expressing our system and our self from. And as we work with animating ourselves and befriending the forces that animate us, as if we're welcoming our life force energy in a way that begins to work for us and that we don't have to defend ourselves against it from the inside. And as you no longer need to defend yourself from your own vitality, it's as if any autoimmune tendencies begin to just naturally calm down. We're gonna run a Sidri on the sexual chakra to support that. The tendency of any autoimmune things, whether that's an overt autoimmune disease label that you have, or whether that's just a tendency for inflammation to be there in your system where it doesn't need to be, or anything in between. As we work with that Sidri, it's going to continue for the next 4 days, all the same steps as what you've heard before, and all the other Sidris. As we work with this pattern, not a small one, linking it into house 12, house of releasing, surrendering, allowing, making space. I'm going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive, however feels right for you. Okay, love. As we settle in again, offering that another breath, maybe two, giving that a little bit of space to be processed, to be digested in its own way. Okay, love. Heading into cellular repair and restoring the cells back to the fullest potential of health. For the erector spinae muscles that run on either side of the spine that give rise to our posture that help us to erect the spine, erector spinae. And as they support the body of the spine, that posterior fascial chain in being online, we're going to operate or support that operation by bringing in circulation of nerve supply. We're going specifically into a time of life in which that was coming online through that musculature, through that posturing. And as we work with that circulation of nerve supply, back when you were just little, just developing, in early childhood, in those first few years of life, it looks like there is a few times in which people, your caretakers, shot you down, maybe on purpose, maybe not, but took shots at your self-esteem or something that landed as such, in a way that seemed like other people were attacking you. And there was a sense of needing to defend yourself from that attack on your character, on your understanding of what your strengths, your understanding of who you were at that age, and what you were developing into. And as we release that through the erector spinae, running the permissions, well, you can imagine yourself even holding yourself at that little age and offering yourself the words, that wasn't okay. That wasn't okay. And as you offer yourself that wording, that tenderness, that compassion that flows with it, letting yourself be held, be moved to hold and offer any other comfort that might seem to be wanted by this little one. Yeah, I've got you now. You don't have to listen to that. You don't want to say those words to me anymore. And we can even imagine those words now get handed back to the voices from which they came from. And those words get handed back to the higher self of that person. And as that person receives it in their higher self, it knows what to do with it. And it can choose to hand it back to where they got it from, to that person's higher self. And so on and so forth, all the way back, all the way back, all the way back until it's complete. And at the same time as this, offering now the release of the worry around how it is your own words have been received, how it is you have in the past maybe spoken up and been demolished for it, diminished for it, or been made fun of, or been criticized, or been put down in some way for offering your point of view, your ideas, your opinions, your thoughts, for having them be simply disregarded and ignored. And as we work with that, releasing the fear of being heard and the fear of being misheard alike, as they're both interwoven together here. They're coming out of the entire chain of musculature of that erector spinae on the left side of the feminine side of the body of the spine. And as we release that, offering our love, our tenderness, our compassion, I'm so sorry for all of that. And looking at that patterning as it went through all the family lines, through all the women before you, being dismissed on the basis of being a female, and releasing that pattern of misogyny, in essence, going back 12 generations of women now. And as it unwinds through the erector spinae, releasing the need to hold that pattern in place, and allowing the natural spiral energy that the hip, the shoulder, the back of the skull all carry, all three of these big areas, allow for a certain spiraling outward to happen. And it happens not by anything to do with the nature of the hip, the spine, the back of the skull, but by the midline, by the spine itself. It happens if we're familiar with the yogic practices of practicing the bandhas. I won't go into that process or those details right now, but there's a certain way of contracting different areas of the body, like the tailbone region, the pelvic musculature in essence, that allow for that spiral to just naturally be there. And we're just offering that energetic circulation of nerve supply now through the midline of the spine, through the midline region of the spine, to bring in that energetic essence of what the bandhas offer. And they're often taught in ways that we in the Western world misuse. We think that we need to like mu overly muscularly contract or do something about that, when that's actually the opposite. The muscles will roll the energy line and spiral them inwards, and the natural energy of the bandhas actually allow for the muscles to relax and to have an energy spiral that goes outwards. And these two are meant to be worked with in a certain harmonious rhythm in their own way. Now, without knowing and having studied overtly into the yogic practices of these natures, I tend to think of the bandhas as offering a feminine energy of, in essence, opening up in a way that's not so active, that involves stillness, which is why I think of it as feminine. And the muscular engagements that roll things inward as being more active, more masculine. So here, this is a reliance now on the energetic principle of the feminine and the natural inherent ways that they know how to open, to receive, how to heal in times of stillness. And as we do this, offering the need to not, well, let me say that differently. What I'm seeing is a tendency for the head to drop forward, to be more anterior, in a way that is saying to the body mind, I'll let the head take the hit so my emotions don't have to. And as we work with the erector spinae, the spine becomes more straight, more aligned. And that also goes into the neck, which allows for the head posture itself to move ever so subtly more back. We've been playing with this in numerous ways throughout different sessions, where you've been purposely placing the four tires of your skull back towards the body or back towards the wall behind you and bringing in those teeny tiny bobblehead movements. And as we work with those, this is sort of a different approach to it. And there's a natural rightening up or straightening up of the spine from the inside out, which just allows for the head to fall back into what it allows those four corners of acceptance to release any particular judgments they've held against others, towards taking them off course, against others for blocking their way, against others for being the problem, so to speak, when others were simply highlighting what was already here within us. And as we release that pattern of needing someone to blame, whatever layers of that that are ready to go, recognizing that that can be a big one, as we lay down the need to blame, the need to shame goes with it. The need to blame, the need to shame, or make somebody else wrong for acting in a certain way. And that might even include yourself, the need to blame or shame yourself for acting in a certain way. And that's coming mostly out of the right erector spinae, the need to blame or shame others or yourself for that matter. And as you release this through the erector spinae, bringing in circulation again of all those healing resources through to both sides, right and left of the erector spinae muscles. And I just see it offering, as it does naturally, the essences of, as the heart opens up, as the spine gets straighter, of connection, of dignity, of respect, of honor. And as the heart opens up to allow for that spaciousness to get even more broad through the chest, the erector spinae begin to be able to dynamically respond to what needs to be opened up to you and what is ready to be held more in stability and solidity. And it's able, excuse me, it's able to make those micro adjustments, excuse me again, to the situations that arise, that change moment to moment, day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. To be able to dynamically meet and greet each new moment with what's here now. We're tapping this part in here. Invitation to breathe and receive, however feels right. Offering that another gentle breath, letting that part settle in. Okay. We're working with the belief system that my joy doesn't have a leg to stand on, that my joy doesn't have a leg to stand on. As we work with that, releasing it mostly from the inner legs, where the spleen meridian runs. And then also releasing it through the stomach meridian, which works with the downward flow of energy through the legs, almost like I think of it sometimes as like a garden stake that holds up the plants that might fall over without it being there. And it helps to like anchor things into the ground through a downward force. And the spleen, by contrast, lifts things up from the ground. And as we work with transforming this relationship of both the stomach and the spleen meridians here, around the theme of I don't have a leg for my joy to stand on, or pardon me, my joy doesn't have a leg to stand on. Releasing with it the belief system that it's impossible to be understood. And a longing for something to be met at a very deep level that just hasn't ever seemed to be found in any of your other previous connections with people, with in particular men in your life. In a sense of almost like this gap, this separation, this sense of deep, deep longing for things to somehow merge together, to come together. And that also representing the gap between your sense of self and the sense of that which is greater than you. Again, whatever the word for that may be, God, spirit, universe, etc. And that gap, that sense of feeling distance, that sense of longing, and also with it, the sense of even if that gap was closed, I wouldn't have a way of containing that level of joy with that connection coming to fruition within me. A fear of not being able to tolerate the ecstasy, in essence. And as we work with it, working with the stomach and the spleen meridian alike now, to circulate their energy that they naturally do through the elements of earth, circulating nourishment through the Schumann resonance, the frequency, the vibration of the earth as it flows, as it cycles throughout you. And in essence, it circulates even more strongly now, reminding you of the essence of what's within you and where it came from in the first place, circulating that in a way that begins to light up the heart, in particular the heart meridian branch that goes down through to the stomach, as well as the part of the branch that goes upwards to the face. And working here with the permissions of I can face what's to come. I can face what's to come. And then with that, I just see a releasing of shyness through the back of the neck, around the C6, C7 vertebrae. And as it releases that shyness, there's a natural balancing in what's referred to as your sense of autonomy without it being over or under, without it being in certain modalities, they would call it early or late, without it being excess or deficient, but just finding that even balance now of being able to be seen, to be tolerated in being seen, without needing to be a over show off or having to be overly controlling or running the show. Finding the middle ground. As we support the body landing in this middle ground. Running the permissions that it's safe not only to exist here, but to have needs here, to have desires here. And to be able to feel those impulses and be able to act on them with the right amount of measure, meaning not being overly impulsive, but not ignoring them altogether and being inhumane towards ourselves. In essence, I have what it takes to go after what I want. I have what it takes to go after what I want. And if it feels right, you can even reach out with an arm, maybe two. Imagine that you can reach out and go after what you want that brings you joy, bringing that into you in a way that you can actually feel your body holding, receiving, and your legs being able to supportively allow for your body mind to stand and to receive that. Even if you're not standing right now, you can imagine that as being true. And doing that maybe a time or two, being able to reach out and grab what you want. And bring that slowly towards you in a way that you can actually feel your back muscles, the rhomboids, that muscle between your spleen, pardon me, your spine and your shoulder blades. And as it does so, releasing anger from the spleen meridian. And as we work with the body mind in receiving what it needs, moment by moment, minute by minute, opening up that pathway to be able to remind it that it's always capable of doing this, that it's always capable of receiving and flowing here. And in ways that allow for now the sphenoid, the bone that hangs in the center of the skull, to be able to rock and move freely with the breath. And releasing the muscles that are associated with the spleen from the deep layers of the neck muscles that attach the skull through to the spine. And as you release those, making even more room to breathe, making even more room to take in more of what you are desiring, and having even more room to contain this joy and all those things. And as you bring that in towards you, you have every right to receive this goodness. You have every right to receive this goodness. And then, if you're open to it, whenever it feels right, feel free to stay with the process you're in right now. When it feels right to you, gently crossing the arms like so, where you bring hands to opposite shoulders. And you offer the words to yourself, "This is my life. This is my life." Being able to literally contain and hold in all that goodness with this energy of "this is my life." Being able to reach out, grab what you need, bringing it in towards you. And having that continue to feed what I like to refer to as the upward spiral. From just basic existence and thriving, surviving, to being able to thrive in an upward spiral again. And linking in the possibility of that being a thing into all the organs of perception, into all the senses, all five, really six senses, and circulating all the healing resources through to the senses. What is it to essentially receive that which you're desiring to call in and to give yourself the joy? As well as being able to contain that, having legs to stand on, to receive that, to hold that in. Linking that all the way through to now the bones of the legs. And bringing in some heat here, bringing in more warmth by bringing in the energy, the planetary energy of the sun, which brings to us our fullest expression of our life force possible. And releasing, it looks like cold energy. Too much excess water element, too much excess hungry ghosts from your ancestral lines, looking, clinging, wanting, desiring to have even more nourishment that they didn't get to receive when they were alive. As you bring in the energy of the sun, and naturally with its light forms the healthy boundary between you and the past. Reminding your body that there is actually plenty of energy here from this earth to support you in surviving and thriving alike. And that just because your ancestors may have struggled before you doesn't mean that you are doomed to walk in their footsteps. And as you release that belief system that you're doomed to walk in their footsteps, releasing any excess metal, any excess grief, any excess longing from the ancestral lines, from your past, from your history. And linking it into now the energy of the wood element to expand your sense of self here. And bringing in that sense of what's here now, what's possible now, so that you're no longer beholden to live life as it was back then. That you get to open up to experience the abundance that's here in this moment. That's been thankfully created by the labor of the past. The deepest of gratitude for all that's come before. And then we're linking all of this into house number 11, which is interesting. House number 11, bringing in the essence here of. Group consciousness of friends, of all of our aspirations that we can manifest when we're in a place of community, being supported by groups of friends. Where we have a sense of belonging. A teacher of mine says that we're only truly free when we have a sense that we belong. I'm actually bringing in that sentiment here. That we're only truly free when we have a sense that we belong. And I offer you this here and now, that you belong right here, right now, just as you are. You belong right here, right now, just as you are. You belong right here, right now, just as you are. Thank you. And for the leg bones, the lower leg, letting them know you're supposed to be here. You're supposed to be here. I see the tibia, the fibula, both of our leg bones and our lower legs, the tib fib, as they work together, anchoring into the earth now, letting themselves soften into what it means to be grounded again. As they do so, releasing patterns of needing to put yourself down or self-deprecate in order to belong. Putting down the need to be inferior, to play small in order to belong. And releasing that from your cultural lineages as much as it is in your personal stories, in your family story, in society story. Releasing that through all the different inputs, in particular that of your cultures. And as you release it from here, linking it through to House 12, releasing, surrendering, letting that go for your entire ancestral line, your entire culture. And tapping that out here, invitation to again breathe and receive however feels right. If it feels right, bringing in that resource that you found earlier and letting yourself really be with that. Or staying right where you are if you feel like you're in a really good place. I have a short song to bring this all in for a nice soft landing. Actually, it's about 5 minutes. It's called All My Love. It's by Bird Tribe and it's from the album Birds in Paradise. I invite you to breathe and receive its vibrations, its pulsations, through the very bones of you.
We travel far to find this place where weary souls find a warm embrace. We travel far to find this place. Weary souls find a warm embrace, and all our love, all our love, it comes from this place. All our love, all our love, comes from this place. We travel far. Bring you love and a warm embrace. We travel far from outer space to bring you love and a warm embrace. And all our love, all our love, it comes from this place. And unto you.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for being here and bringing all of you to the table. Mwah. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your day and week ahead, and happy long weekend to those of us who have the day off today. All my love, and you're most welcome. You're most welcome. Mwah. Bye for now, loves. Oh, thank you for your well wishes. Your